Hey, horse lovers, Coach Christy here. I'm sitting here surrounded by my dogs in a comfortable chair, just thinking about some concepts around my personal growth and how that's affecting my horsemanship. And of course, any skill we develop for our horsemanship can affect any and all relationships that we have in our lives. The date today is June 2nd, 2020. So I think that understanding the state of the world when I say these words is important, that the context of these words is important. Lots of craziness in the world right now between COVID-19 and everyone being frustrated and worried, and in a hope crisis right now. I think that because we don't know when it's going to get better or when to expect things to have any kind of resemblance of what we consider normal, that people are pushed to their limits, myself included. I'm not at all immune to that. I've had lots go on in the last couple of weeks in my personal life that have pushed me to my limit. And one of the things that you see a lot on social media and the news and whatever that is that we need to be kind to one another. And I fully support that. I completely agree with that 100%. But I also think that we need to be kind to ourselves first, and that being kind to our fellow man or being kind to our horses doesn't mean being a doormat. So how that looks in horsemanship, right, is that it's important to me to be able to set boundaries with my horses, that being clear as soon as possible with my horses as to what is okay with me and what is not okay with me will help us find some mutual ground. And from that mutual ground, we can work towards harmony. And harmony feels good, guys. It feels good. Resistance is what we get a lot of the time, and resistance is uncomfortable. It's supposed to be. Resistance is Mother Nature's way of pushing us to grow. And boy, am I feeling some resistance right now from mostly from personal relationships, not as much in my horsemanship, but I think it all relates. So when it comes to developing harmony with our horses, before we can have any kind of sweetness in our partnership, we both have to agree on what is okay with me and what's not okay with me. And if those agreements cannot become mutual, then the ability to form a partnership is non-existent. If what is okay with you is not okay with me, or vice versa, actively works against each other, we cannot find harmony in any way whatsoever. So, for an example in our horsemanship, that just has to do with personal space, right? It is not okay with me for my 1,200-pound horse to disregard where I am in reference to where he or she is putting their body. It is 100% absolutely necessary that they have regard for where I am if I'm going to stay safe. If I'm going to, be able to continue to work on this partnership, I need to not have my body parts rearranged. So that includes guys when they're scared, or when they're feeling dominant, or when they're grumpy, right? It is never okay to push me, right? To push into me, to step on me, to lean on me. That is never okay. And so I must insist on a yield, regardless of the context of the situation. It is never okay to push or lean. In personal relationships, how I'm relating that right now is if someone in your life feels entitled to a resource that you do not want to give to them, it is not unkind to not give it to them. Just because you are related or you're in some kind of relationship doesn't mean that person has rights to anything that you've worked your whole life to achieve, right? To me, that is a personal space boundary, and I will not allow it. Even if that means that we have to agree that this partnership is no longer healthy for the two of us. And that happens in horses too, doesn't it? I find it From time to time, not very often, right? Because in the horse world, I like to say I'm more of the marriage counselor than, the dating service. I occasionally get people who, email me wanting to seek my help or guidance in either buying or selling horses. And my response is I try really hard not to get involved in those processes because that's not really my skill set. I haven't really worked at being able to recognize those opportunities, right? So, what I'd like to do instead is be the marriage counselor, right? Like, let's talk about the partnership that you have right now, and is it something that we can salvage? Now, if it isn't, there's no shame in that. There's no harm in saying, you know what? You have these ideas about what's okay and not okay with you. Your horse has a different idea about that, and if you are unwilling to help the horse change their mind about that, then let's, talk about what we can do to find them a more appropriate partner and find you a more appropriate partner. And of course, that gets a little more murky and muddled in personal relationships with family and friends and colleagues and whatnot. But you never, ever, ever need to yield what is okay or not okay with you because someone else wants you to, right? That is a personal choice that we all get to make for ourselves. And I highly recommend that you be selfish in that. That it is not okay for someone to push themselves into parts of your life that you did not invite them into. It is not okay for someone to say that just because you have, you should give, right? If you're capable of giving, then you should give. And I don't even like the word should in that. If it calls upon your heart to give, then by all means give, share, spread the love. It's a good idea. The way that I try to give back or participate in making the world a better place is helping horse people get along with their horses. The way that I'm not capable of giving back or feel, the way it's not going to feel good to me to help the world be a better place is by opening up my personal space and sharing it with anyone besides my husband, right? That's not okay with me. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me resentful. It makes me an unpleasant person to be around. So I think that it's important for us as we move forward as a species and try to evolve beyond all of this madness that it is okay to set boundaries, my friends. Because if you don't, what you're going to end up feeling is resentment. And when your heart is full of resentment, there is nothing left to give. All right, so set your personal space boundaries. Those who matter won't mind, and those who mind don't matter. All right, do not, under any circumstances, let your horses push you or lean on you. Without those basic yields, harmony is not possible. So there you have it, my friends. That's my little two cents for the day. Take it with a grain of salt, because by every definition of the word, I'm not an expert in these things. This is just something that I'm thinking about today, and I felt like if I made a little recording, it might get you thinking too. If you're enjoying my podcast, I sure would consider it a close personal favor if you like, rate, share, review, do anything that you can to help me grow my audience. I would really, really appreciate it. And I hope that no matter where you are in the world, you're having a super fantastic day, and I'll talk to you again real soon. Bye!